Well, there's a lot of big issues. I just want to think, I was wanted to say is I think to some extent we focus too much on industrial robots. These are concentrated in a few industries which are heavily dominated by global value chains and multinational companies, and there are just a few sectors of manufacturing. In fact, four sectors: automobiles, electrical equipment, electrical appliances, and electronic equipment, plus rubber and plastics, account for about 70%. The thing is that some, we look at low-income countries, and there are cases where there's been a move up a level on the World Bank income grouping, and Kenya is one of them, which used to be low, and I think in 2014 or 16 went up to low-middle. Maybe M-Pesa and its wider effects can be part of the explanation for that, not just in terms of communication, but also the way they've helped to transform agriculture and to provide a basis for off-grid solar and other kinds of energy. So I think there's a need to not imagine that the only way forward is to move in the bottom rungs of global value chains, which are heavily dominated by a few sectors and a few countries. And maybe a need to focus more on an indigenous model of development, which focuses on where you have resources and an advantage. And of course, agro-processing and other kind of natural and resource-intensive industries probably have much more scope for an industrial development than, say, thinking about could we develop automotive manufacturing in many sub-Saharan African countries. And then I think the what you were mentioning about the African, continental free trade area should open up more possibilities for regional value chains, and to see that as a way in to industrial development that might then later provide a basis for global value chains. So I think there are positive things happening, and we maybe have spent too much time focusing on a few technologies which may not be all that relevant. So that's just a viewpoint.